Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news from the WordPress community. Now, welcome your hosts, David Wormsley and Nathan Wrigley.
Welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number 372, entitled Alex Borto Discusses AI Integration in WordPress Development. It was published on Thursday, the 9th of May, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and a few little bits of housekeeping just before we begin. If you are into WordPress and you're into plugins and tools and web development and design and all of those things, I have something for you. It's called the Page Builder Summit. You can go to the URL, pagebuildersummit.com. It's an online event happening very soon in a few days. It's from the 20th to the 24th of May. You can get a free ticket, and with that free ticket, you'll be entitled to watch all of the presentations. We have a little bit of an upsell as well, so you can get all of that content and tons of bonuses as well. Give us your email, pagebuildersummit.com. Head over there and click the button, submit your email, and we will keep you in touch of all that's happening. We've got loads of speakers lined up, 40 or thereabouts. You'll be able to see all of the different speakers. We'll keep you updated via email, but it's all happening from the 20th to the 24th of May. Once more, pagebuildersummit.com. We would love to have you with us. Prizes, bingo, networking, and loads of educational content. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to all of the things that we produce at WP Builds. Head to wpbuilds.com/subscribe. And if you're interested in getting your product, service, or whatever it may be in front of a WordPress-specific audience, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out how we can help you with that. A bit like these two fine companies. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more by heading to go.me/WPBuilds. That's go.me/WPBuilds. And we're also sponsored by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. That's bluehost.com/cloud. And sincere thanks go to both GoDaddy Pro and Bluehost for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Well, what have I got for you today? Well, it's a chat with a lovely chap called Alex Borto. He is behind several ventures in the WordPress space, wpmarmite.com, but also WP Turbo Dev. That's a project which is using AI to assist you with your WordPress workflow. Now, there's loads of talk about AI in the WordPress space, but it's really nice to see a WordPress-specific tool. We talk about the journey that Alex has had getting to the point of building WP Turbo Dev. What does it do? How can it help you? How does it integrate with popular themes, plugins to enable you to write nice, clean, simple code? It's a really brilliant project. I really highly recommend that you listen to this because if you're looking for ways of, well, in air quotes, short-circuiting your WordPress development flow and you're looking for help with writing code, then this will certainly be good for you. I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast today by Alex Borto. Hi there, Alex.
Hey, Nathan. Nice to meet you. Yeah, very glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm so pleased. We've actually been trying a little while. We had a few sort of mishaps and scheduling things, but we've made it. We've actually got to this episode. I'm very excited.
Here we go.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And this episode is going to be all about AI. It's going to really bind to AI in WordPress, but there'll also be a general chat, I think, at the beginning about AI in general. Just so that you know, we're recording this at the very start of 2024. It is mid-January, and there's almost no subject in which that matters. But I think for AI, you blink, and everything has changed. So depending on how long it takes me to get this one edited and put out to the schedule, just be mindful of that. but I don't suppose it will change so rapidly. Before we begin, Alex, could you just give us a little bit of background about yourself so that the audience have some understanding of what it is that you do and what your relationship is to WordPress? You can go in any direction with that.
Okay, great. Thank you. So obviously I'm French. You may heard that. And I'm working with WordPress since 2011. I launched a blog called wpmarmite.com, which shares, back in the day, it was like teams selections. So I was picking teams on many platforms and showcasing very much lot of team selections. And then I expanded to all WordPress related posts, like talking about plugins, tutorials, and so on. And day in, day out, the blog was very growing in France, and it became very popular. And I'm still here in 2024. So I launched many projects, some failed, some succeeded, and many endeavors. And today, and a few years ago, I launched WP Turbo, which is another project. And that's it. What can I say more? I'm like a WordPress educator because we wrote several dozens of tutorials, but also WordPress courses in French for now. And yes, we got a decent following. Our YouTube channel is 67,000 subscribers.
That's amazing. That's so tremendous.
Only in French speaking people. So yeah, it's pretty nice compared for some other global competitors like WP Toot, which is very huge, but it's a global market. And yes, I have many ideas to expand, to do more, but we have so little time to execute. So
there's always more ideas than there is hours in the day. Yeah. Would you mind? Can we just segue just for a few minutes about the French WordPress community? Mm-hmm. We didn't really discuss that we would discuss this, but it just suddenly occurs to me that would be quite nice. Are you part of that? Do you have meetups in the area where you live? Do you attend events? How did it go with COVID and all that? Where I am in the UK, everything kind of stalled and hasn't really come back to life. Yeah. So just wondering what it's like over there in France.
I don't have a very local meetup, but in Paris there is several meetups, and in all the major French cities, everyone can participate. And every year there is a WordCamp Paris, which was WordCamp Europe, just before COVID, I guess. Mm. And yes, the French community is very dynamic, and there is a lot of contribution, the French WordPress agency Wood Unit, Jean-Baptiste Audras, which is in France and in the Wood Unit agency, and they're very dynamic, and we have a lot of contributors, translators, people contributing to documentation, and myself, I don't contribute that way, but I contribute with publishing tutorials, videos, and so on. So yes, it's very dynamic. And yes, with COVID, it stopped. Everything froze, and it's coming back. In 2023, there was one or two WordCamps. I guess it was in October. We had the Biarritz button, which
oh, nice.
Is near Spain.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, I couldn't go there because of personal issues. But it was a really nice event. Every people I know that went there was very glad to end there.
Yeah.
And I guess there will be another Paris WordCamp. I guess it was in April or May, but if I'm not wrong, it hasn't been announced.
Yeah.
Yes. But Yeah. It's pretty dynamic here.
Yeah, we're in a similar situation in that not much has happened. Hopefully, it looks like the talks for WordCamp London for 2024 are happening. So we'll see. Uh-huh. Fingers crossed. But
yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that wasn't anticipated, but it was nice to get that little bit of a potted history of the WordCamp or the WordPress scene in France. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the projects that you're working on. I think it's fair to say that specifically, although WP Marmite, we will link to that in the show notes. You can find it at wpmarmite.com, by the way.
/EN.
Oh, okay, perfect. Version. Yeah, if you want to consume it in English, /EN. Oh, that's good to know. Thank you. That's there. But the endeavor really today is to talk about something that Alex has been working on for certainly more than a year, but I don't quite know. You can maybe give us the history of that. And it is called WP Turbo. It's got a really simple URL to remember. It's wpturbo.dev. Let me say that again. wpturbo.dev. If you're anywhere near a computer, just pause the audio and give it a minute. You know, go over to wpturbo.dev and have a poke around, because you'll get far more of an understanding. And then the conversation will probably have more richness to it, if you know what I mean. But do you just want to summarize what it is, what the project is about, how long you've been doing it? Let's just paint a broad picture of what it's like, and then we'll get into the weeds.
Okay. So at first, it was late 2021. I was searching about the internet about like WordPress code generator. So we all know Generate WP. Which is the big guy in the space for a very long time, and some generators were premium. Some of them were not updated, and I reached out to the guy, and I don't remember his name. He's working at Elementor right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But and he definitely didn't want to update the project because it was too busy. So I was thinking about launching something similar, but up to date. And so this is how the idea came to me. And I always wanted to talk about WordPress development, but I didn't want to include that in the WP Marmite because it was adding stuff, and it was wasn't clear enough for the audience. So I was thinking about starting a new project. So I was thinking about how can I name this project? And it was a big process. And I almost bought an old WordPress project, talking about WordPress development, but we didn't have an agreement, so I have to start something brand new. So I chose that because the idea was to help WordPress developers to get the code they need very fast. So WP Turbo I chose that. And the idea was here, but I as I'm not a developer myself, I needed someone to help me to create that. And just the idea was here, but I was also busy with the WP Marmite and so on. And someday, some people reached out to me and asked me to write on the WP Marmite. And I wasn't looking for writers, but I asked him if it was a developer, if you have developer skill. He said yes, and so let's go. So I have a project for you, and this is how the project began. So it's a guy called Mohit in India, and so we worked very hard on this to build a WordPress generator without AI. The goal was just to create free WordPress generators to help the community and be a great resource to help the WordPress developer. And then AI came out, and we thought that we have to do something about it. So we imagine at first a chatbot, and then it evolved in an editor combined with a chatbot. And then, so the rewind type you prop in the chat, will generate code in the editor. And then we are still upgrading, and that's it. Yeah, we are today.
That's perfect. So the idea really is to allow people who don't have the skills or the inclination to go out onto Google, for example, because you can you can probably find a lot of almost anything if you are willing to do the spade work. But the enterprise for most people is to do things as quickly as possible. And so that's the idea here. You have two aspects then. You've got the kind of human-created snippets, if you like, whereby you can input what you'd like, and presumably there's a much more mechanical thing going on in the background, and it will give you the code snippet that matches the requirements that you have. And we can go into what categories and what things you've got. But then also recently then, you've decided to step into the AI arena, and we all know what that means. You know, you've got like a chatbot, you tell it what you want, and you wait for the output to come. So there's those two things, of which the AI is the more recent bit. Let's concentrate on the more mechanized things, the things that you did in the beginning. Firstly, just so that you know, there are a whole bunch of free things, but there's also a paid tier, so that's important to know. But when I first caught sight of your website, what really I liked was the amount of free. Quite often you get a bit of free, and then most is not free. And I really didn't get that intuition with WP Turbo. I got the impression that there was quite a lot for free. So that was nice. And then I ended up subsequently purchasing an account, and there's loads in there. But let's categorize it. I don't know how you want to break that down, by the kind of tasks that you can do. We don't have to touch on everything, but just give us a flavor of the kind of things that you can do. Yeah.
Yes, but so with the free WordPress generators can help you to generate post types, custom taxonomies, to create menus, to get the code to have some menus. Another popular generator on the website is the team.json generator, where you can specify all your needs, your colors, your fonts, and so on. And you can also have a starter plugin generator, when you can add some useful features like enable SVG format and so on. And also you have some dashboard widget generator, but it's like the boilerplate. You have to code what you need inside. But right now you can add this by AI, which is very,
you do a bit of both.
Easier.
yeah, nice.
So you can add everything you want: admin notice, page settings, register styles, and scripts. You can also have some query generators, so WP query, WP text query, temp query, user query, command query. And checking the website. You have also WooCommerce generators.
Yeah, it keeps going.
You can add accounts page tabs for the My Account page. You can remove some field on the checkout and so on, and add some currency, add address fields, disable some emails. And we have also two generators for Elementor, but it's pretty basic. I guess we are going to remove it because the AI is more powerful, I guess, than the classical generators.
Okay.
But that's it. You can also, if you need a plugin header or theme header generator, we have that in store.
Okay. So what Alex has just painted is great, but truly you've got to go and look, because there's so much under the hood.
It's more than 40 generators.
Yeah, but the permutation, so you described it, and the way it comes across is that you go and there's a generator waiting for you. Well, that's kind of true, but what you get is you get to fill in a load of form fields, so you can add things in. So, for example, I've just decided to open, for no reason, it was one of the ones that I saw initially, the plugin header generator. Yeah. So, okay, let's imagine that's what I want. So I get to name the plugin, I get to give it a URI, I get to name the author, you know, all the usual things, and then I move on and I get to give it a version number, I get to put in some sort of license information, there's a bunch of miscellaneous fields, there's ways of sharing it. Then the code is output. Then you could copy that to the clipboard, you can download it as a plugin, you can save it in your account if you've got one, you can add it to a project. And then is a whole full-on tutorial underneath explaining what it is that all of those fields that I've just said do. So, okay, if you've come across this for the first time and you don't know what this might do, there's a brief description, then it goes in to explain what all the fields are for. And it does that for all of them. So it really doesn't leave you behind. If you get to a generator, you could go there with the purpose of learning. It's not all about getting the code. It might be that you want to look at this just to say, well, what is this even? How does it work and all of that? So yeah, bravo, there's a lot of work gone into this.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. But it was, a lot of work because, obviously, the goal is to rank on specific keywords on Google, like plugin WordPress plugin generator and WordPress plugin header generator and so on. So we have to add some content to the pages in order to rank. So we made this, yes. But it took a lot of time, but it's not like perfect. We have some things to optimize. But I guess it could help a lot of people.
At the risk of being boring, I'm going to read a lot of what a lot of what's there, right? Just belt, strap in. This will take a minute, but it's worth doing. So here are some things that you can do. And if I get any of these wrong and I overlap with the pro version, just tell me, that's fine. So you can create, there's a post type generator, a taxonomy generator, menu generator, shortcode generator, hook generator, wp-config.php generator. There's a code snippet generator. And we move on. So that was all classified under popular. Then we move on to admin generators, login form generator, dashboard widget generator. I'm just going to stop saying the word generator. I'll just say the first words and then append generator to the end. Admin notice, meta box, settings page, admin bar, term meta, register style, register script, user role. That's nice. User fields, child theme. And then we're on to query generators, WP query, WP tax query, WP term query, WP user query, WP comment query. Then we're on to other, plugin header, theme header, post status. We say post status, but I'll say status. Widget, sidebar, cron job, add image size, add theme support, OEmbed provider, Google font. I'm nearly there. Then we're on to WooCommerce, checkout fields, validator, checkout field remover, add new address fields, change subject lines, disable WooCommerce emails, add WooCommerce currency, account page tabs. And there's a couple of Elementor ones, but it sounds like they're going away, so I won't mention those. But that's a lot. You could do a lot of damage.
Actually, you forgot the blue section.
Oh,
there is the temp.json and it was the starter plugin.
I apologize. Okay, so I could have gone on. But you get the impression there's a lot, right? And if you're new to WordPress and you just are trying to acquire this knowledge, this seems like a really credible way of doing that, really credible way of learning this stuff. And obviously, hopefully Google's picked up on it, but you can go directly to the website and inspect all of those things that they do and get those for free. You've got to play around. You'll get the hang of it almost immediately. So what have you hidden behind a paywall? What are the bits and pieces that you pay for?
Yeah. So at first, the pro version had some settings in order to simplify to go faster actually for generating code, because when you have a project and you are a developer, you need to add some specific function prefixes to have your own text domain, so you can set it in the generator, if you need. But if you want to generate like several things and you have to search and replace every time, so it's pretty boring. So we added some settings in order to define a function prefix, a text domain, what else? You have author URL, author name, CSS class prefix, and CSS ID prefixes. So if you can define this and then use a generator, it will use all this data to generate your code. So it's pretty fast. You just have to copy paste in your Visual Studio or other code editor, whatever. And then you can have some project up and running pretty faster.
Okay, nice. And so, yeah, that just speeds up the process. So you can reuse things that you just have to type in each time you did a generator. Yeah. I get it. Okay, that makes sense. But also, you're able to, and I don't know, I'm guessing that you'd have to pay to be able to save things and store things as projects. And, you know, it's almost like you've got your own little cloud of snippets that you've saved over time. Is that locked behind the paywall as well?
No, not everything. As a free member, you can save snippets. Generate the repeat, you can save snippets, but they are public. If you want private snippets and projects, so which is projects are like a collection of files, like a plugin or something similar or a theme, you can save this to your account. But if you want to stay free, you can save snippets and it will be available publicly.
That's a really interesting idea. So what a great, I've never come across that before, I don't think. So the idea is if you want it to be private, and there's obviously really legitimate reasons why you want something to be private. But if you don't, if you're just doing something out of curiosity, it's available. And what, do you have like a directory of those that you can search and filter?
Yeah, you can go to the snippets page on the Repeatable, and you'll get all the snippets from the users.
Got it. Okay.
Everything like generate the repeat. So I didn't bring the idea. It was I just reproduced the same system. But
okay,
we just add project on top of that, which are private by default because they are only available for pro users. But for the snippets thing, it's the same.
That's a really neat business model as well, because in a sense, the people who are piggybacking off your service and using it for free are also helping you to make the service more useful to other people. So that's a nice bit of quid pro quo. You're slapping each other's backs a little bit. Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. So all of that is set. Do you have things in that more manual, less IA setup that you are still working on? Are the things that are going to be added in the future, or is that where it is and where it'll stay?
No, that's all for now. But maybe we can add some more generators, but I don't have any ideas for now. But maybe with the WordPress evolution, maybe we will have more opportunities in the future. But right now, if you have ideas, you can suggest some generators if you think something can be useful to add to the platform. Would be very interesting to learn more about that.
Okay, that's good to know. And at some point at the end, I'll give you an opportunity to say where you can be found. And so anybody listening, I'll put that into the show notes as well. Okay, so let's move on to the bit which is from the year 2022 onwards. Almost nobody is able to talk about anything in technology without saying the words AI. You've obviously decided this is important. I mean, let's be honest, writing code sometimes can be incredibly frustrating and a little bit boring. So we get our robot overlords to take on that work for us. How does it work? What is the WP Turbo AI, and how does it differ from the new thing, which is WP Turbo Chat?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The WP Turbo AI, as we said before, is like an editor combined with a chat interface where you can prompt your needs, and then it's connected to OpenAI API, and then gonna generate some code. If you need a, I don't know, if you need a dashboard widget, if you need something to for your WooCommerce shop to be updated, and I don't know, and so on, you can ask, and you can ask to it to generate some snippets, some very simple plugins, and that's it. And then you can also you need to understand a bit programming, because it's not like for complete beginners, because you can copy and paste and it could work, but having some dev experience is it's necessary, I guess, for now.
So you enter like a ChatGPT type of interface, I'm staring at it now, and you can sort of prompt it, and then the output. Okay, firstly, rewind. Is it using OpenAI's GPT? So you have an account, or do you have to bind your own account with an OpenAI API key, or is it going through your?
It's running under our API, but pro users can put their own API keys in order to, for example, use GPT-4. Right now, it's the GPT-3 3.5.
Yeah,
for all users. And but if you are pro users, you can paste your API and use GPT-4.
Well, how have you found the? I mean, I don't know if you've got any data or metrics, or just it's anecdotal data. Is there a marked difference in what 3.5 returns as opposed to 4? People seem to say that 4 was a big moment. You know, it really did get significantly better. But I haven't played with it enough to know whether it's worth making that step.
Yeah, that's very very different. 3.5 is good, but the GPT-4. Understand better the need, and is doing less mistakes.
Okay.
The code, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just be clear on what you can do. So you can ask it to do something. It will give you something in return, but we're not saying that this is guaranteed to be right, but it's, mm-hmm. you know, given, okay, let's rewind. So GPT, ChatGPT in particular, you know, the GPT project, OpenAI, is going out and crawling the internet. And one fabulous benefit of working inside of an open source project is that all of the code and the materials, they've all been online freely available for ChatGPT to consume. Now, if you were working in proprietary software, which was hidden, it wouldn't know. But my experience with using ChatGPT and WordPress is that it is phenomenally good at doing things correctly. So I guess that's important to say. The code base being open really helped a project like yours take off, I guess.
Yeah. That's really good the output is very good. And also we have to refine it to help it in order to give it like the last documentation in order to use the best practices for coding, but yes, it's definitely a huge advantage to use AI as a developer.
So you ask it a question, it outputs the code. It's a fairly obvious interface. There's like a chat area on the right of your screen. Mm-hmm. It occupies, you know, a fifth of the screen or something, whereas the majority of it is given over to a text editor where you get to see, you know, the output and what have you. And my understanding is also, and this is something which I think is quite important, is keeping a history as well. If you wander off and close the computer down, you can come back into your account later and you can keep track of what you did over time. I know that sounds trivial, but it's easy to forget that you were halfway through something and you don't want to go through it all. So that's quite nice. Can you sort of keep delving into things and asking it to go back and repeat things kind of that it's already done? So, for example, if I put a snippet in and tell it to do a particular thing, and then I realize that it's done something, but I want to add something into it to improve it a little bit or expand its capability, is that possible? Can you, for example, use words like run that again, but do this thing as well? Does it work in that way?
Yeah, it can work, but sometimes you can lose some code, but you can ask GPT to write the whole code if you need if some if uh, if some code were generated and erased. So, but you can ask the, it's conversation that every, like for ChatGPT, you can ask to make a summary. You can ask to everything you need. And, at some time we are going to update the feature in order to, for example, to add something like just for one place, not to regenerate all the code, but, to add just what you need. Like if you need a specific function, it will not rewrite everything and just add the function you need or the feature you need, even if it's, a smaller thing. But right now it's pretty good. But, some users were telling us, they still need to work with Visual Studio Code or any editor on the computer to, and to copy some copy pasting. So it's pretty, it's like something pretty, pretty sad to do right now, but we are working on it in order to improve the overall experience in order to get something, working, fine, as the chat continues.
I've just asked it to do something whilst you were giving that answer, and it was really cool watching it happen. So I asked it, I won't bore you with what I asked, but I said, do this. And it was create a WordPress plugin, and then I gave it some things to do. And so what's quite nice is the interface, the fact that it's the interface is split up is really nice, because my only experience with ChatGPT typically has been in the interface, and I expect that's the case for a lot of other people. So it splits the chat itself. So the code gets output in the editor, and then the conversation carries on in the chat next to it. So that's quite a nice separation of things. And it did it, you know, it did. And I'm just scanning through it. And as far as I can tell, it's about 40 lines of code. And the quick scan that I did, it checks out. It should work perfectly. And then, quite helpfully, and I love that it does this, on the right-hand side, it says the code snippet's there. You can go and look at it. It's on the left. And then it explains what all of the different variables and functions and hooks and filters are one by one. And it highlights them to show how they map to the content. So this is genuinely, not only was the generators that we looked at earlier, not only were they a great way of learning because of your SEO copy, but this is a really nice way of learning as well, because you can put things in here. You don't have to use them ever. You could just make it a learning exercise, like build me a plugin that will do this. You could put a local site together, test out, see if it works, see if you can refactor it. And there's a nice explanation as well. So it strikes me this is a really credible way of learning WordPress as well.
Yeah, because right now the reputable AI is we scraped all the WordPress documentation in order to have the latest best practices. So it will pick on the documentation in order to generate code. So yes, if you want to learn, you can ask WP Turbo and you can learn some WordPress development.
What's quite nice as well is, and this, you may even miss this if you're using the interface, at the end of the chat, just before the area where you begin writing, there are a bunch of prompts which you can then ask after you've created code, which might actually be really helpful. So for example, it says check this for security issues, and you type in that, and you know, it obviously creates a boilerplate prompt or something to ask that question of ChatGPT. And then it goes into that, you know, it explains what's going on there. One of them is simply add comments to the code, and you click that button and off it goes. And it's just done it in real time. It's added comments to the code. So that's really helpful. Add type hints to the code, make the code more readable. Okay. Interesting. Chunk the code into smaller functions, add documentation to the code. This is extraordinary. Explain this code to me. I think we probably went through that one a little bit. Add error handling to this code. And so I don't know if they're contextual based upon what you did or if they're always the prompts that you get.
But they're always there. But maybe in the future we can adapt this. And
But that's perfect. So it you know, if you're out of ideas, you can just click the buttons and it'll give you some more help. Okay, so the bottom line is, if you haven't experimented with AI and WordPress and you're curious, this really does strike me as a very credible resource for using. What do you have? I know that you touched on it a little bit, but do you have kind of roadmap features which you're thinking of adding in the next, I don't know, 3, 6 months, a year, whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, but as I told before, we need to build something in order to not regenerate all the code which after each prompt is sent to the WP-Turbo. It will be really nice to have something like to add just the right function to the right place without regenerating everything. Also, we are thinking about multi-file generation.
Oh.
Because if you can create a plugin with, like, I don't know, like CSS assets and JS and maybe the plugin can have some, there are several PHP files, but it couldn't build like, build me a form plugin. It will be too complex, but for simple demands, it could be really interesting to split the content on several files. And right now we are adding some integration in order to have some best practices from popular themes and plugins. Right now we have Elementor included, we have Divi, we have Brix, and we have ACF Pro. And we are thinking about adding other page builder like Breakdance, but also WooCommerce, and we have many plugins to integrate with. But we are adding new features on a regular basis.
Yes. I'm guessing that if you're putting so much effort into this, and I don't know how to phrase this question, but I'll just ask it: is it working out as a commercial platform? Is it working out for you? You know, is there enough interest in this for you to think, yeah, this is going to be going for years and years? Or are you still sort of, what's the word, bootstrapping it yourself?
Yeah.
Is it commercially successful yet, or are you still waiting for that moment to happen?
It's coming better and better. We are not break even yet, but it's very interesting. The growth is very growing. So almost like 10 new people are signing up every day.
Wow.
For free accounts. So yeah, and right now we have like 2,200 all members, free and pro. Let me check the exact number. But yes, it's like, wait, yes. 2,240 exactly right now.
Nice.
So both free and paid. And about paid members, we are like, it's like a quarter of it right now.
Oh, that's great. Well, that gives us confidence to go and play with it some more, doesn't it? Because, you know, obviously to think that if it's tipping towards profitability, the moment it hits that is the moment where you can really delve in, can't you? You can, you know, surrender other things and do less elsewhere and concentrate on this. So I think that's more or less everything I wanted to ask in terms of the plugin. Just before we end, just let's segue one little bit. How do you feel about the sort of impact on AI in the job market and things like that? Because obviously here we are talking about how great this is and how wonderful it is and how time-saving, but there's going to be an impact at some point if the code that we've all been used to writing for clients and our own projects can now be done by an AI. What are your thoughts on that in terms of how it might shrink the amount of work that's available, specifically in the WordPress space, I guess?
I guess it's gonna recalibrate some tasks, because developers have to do some boring tasks and AI can do that, so they can focus on very impactful work. Yeah, you know, more important work and more difficult, I guess. But AI right now, and you even if you can generate some basic plugins, if you want to do something more complex, you still have to be a developer, a very good developer, to imagine the structure, imagine to the hierarchy of how to organize your software. So it's AI can definitely help, but you still need to be a developer in order to do something very complex. But it's gonna evolve too. So as we were talking just before the show about writing AI and writing, and some journalists were laying off in order to be replaced by AI. So developers just will have to up their game in order to stay relevant.
Adaptation, I guess, is the key. And very final question about, and then we'll move on to who, you know, you can give out your email and things like that. What do you keep your eye on rival AI? So what I mean by that is, you know, GPT-4 seems to be the one that everybody's talking about, but I'm assuming that there are, you know, commercial rivals, you know, Google and all these other, Anthropic and what have you, with their different rival things. Do you keep an eye on that? And, you know, would you move over to something different if it became obvious that one of those other companies was pushing ahead temporarily? Maybe offer a choice of different ones if you wanted to?
Yes, we are just keeping an eye on it. But maybe we will add some other AI infrastructure, maybe. But right now we are focused on OpenAI, but there are some AI that are really interesting. There is a Claude AI.
Yeah.
There is also Mistral AI, which is a French startup which is very growing really fast. And I don't know how we can integrate with Google AI, but maybe we'll do that in the future. But also it adds some more complexity to the product. So for now, we are keeping just OpenAI. It's something that a lot of people know, and it's also easier to manage, especially if you are a beginner. If you are prepared with like list of 5 or 6 AI platforms, I don't know if it's gonna help. Be really helpful. Maybe, I don't know if that will deliver a better result. So we don't know for now.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see. As I said, we're recording this at the beginning of 2024. I'm not entirely sure when this will come out, but once more, the URL, if you want to go and inspect this project, go to wpturbo.dev and you can have a look at Alex's and his colleagues' work over there. Final thing then, Alex, just tell us, if anybody's been curious about this and they want to just learn a little bit more but want to speak to you specifically about it, is that possible? And if so, where do you hang out? Is it an email, a Twitter handle, a contact form?
Yeah, but you can go through the Repeatable website, so repeatable.dev/contact, and you can follow our ex Twitter account, which is therepy_turbo. And you can also check the Repi Marmits we are many networks, but in English, we are still on X Twitter. And the handle is the Repi Marmite. In French, we say Marmit.
Yeah.
_EN. And you can check the website, repimarmit.com/EN, for the English content.
Yeah, I will make sure to link to those in the show notes. So, dear listener, when you hear this episode, you should have a episode number attached to it, and you can go and search for that on wpbuilds.com, and all of Alex's details are there at the end of the post. So, Alex Borto, I appreciate you chatting to us today. Thank you so much, and best of luck with WP Turbo. I hope it's a great success.
Thank you very much, Nathan, and it was a very nice to chat with you. It was my first live podcast with my first English podcast, so sorry for the misspelling and my English accent, but I guess.
Oh, Alex, okay. If we tried to do this in French, you would be fabulous and I would be silent. So, I think you've done a remarkable job. Thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Thank you very much.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that very pleasant chatting to Alex all about his new tool, how it works, how it integrates AI, and how it can help you with your WordPress workflow. If you've got any commentary, please head over to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 372, and leave us a comment there. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro.
GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more by heading to go.me/WPBuilds. That's go.me/WPBuilds. And we're also sponsored by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. That's bluehost.com/cloud. And sincere thanks go to both GoDaddy Pro and Bluehost for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that's all I've got time for this week. Just a quick plug for the Page Builder Summit again. Go and sign up, pagebuildersummit.com. It's happening from the 20th to the 24th of May. But that's all I've got for you this week. I hope that you have a nice week. Stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.